And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day. Riddle me this. Whoa, kind of sounds like a Batman reference. Riddle me this. Plus, we're definitely going to look at this most certainly. Most certainly. Then, how do we answer a question that people absolutely are not sure about? We say, yes, it does. That's how we're going to do that one. And then we're going to close out this hour with the mine, mine, mine.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. By the way, I can do this with tape on my nose. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. Now, how do you know that? Because people are walking by the studio. I got a big piece of tape on my nose. They're not even noticing. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. But stand by for SRN News.
In my heart, the David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
We've all heard the old proverb that says, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. That is, feed a man well and you can get him to do anything. But Jesus had a different take on the relationship between what goes into a man and the condition of his heart. Jesus said that nothing going into a man impacts his heart. Rather, it is what comes out of a person's heart that makes him clean or unclean. So rather than food impacting the heart, it is the heart that impacts everything else we do in this life. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover how God can change your heart on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. That's Route66Life.com. Route 66, start your journey home today.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze of Ecola Termite and Pest Control, but you can call me the Termite Lady.
And I'm Tyson Freeze, Sue's son and manager at Ecola. Mom, I know how much you love providing true value for our customers' homes, and I'm proud to announce that we are now providing tap insulation.
Talk about value. You're right, Tyson. Now Ecola can offer pest control that basically pays for itself with 20 to 30% energy savings. Tap is a recycled paper product that kills pests while reducing energy bills, providing a warmer home in the winter and a cooler home in the summer. Ask about Tap Insulation by calling 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS.
Tap is an absolute no-brainer and a real value for anyone who wants to eliminate insects in their home while lowering utility bills.
That's why you should call Ecola Termite and Pest Control today, 877-332-BUGS, or online at termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
877-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
I've had my fair share of bruises and injuries, but for many who put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane has created a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving animals. For help, please go to AmericanHumane.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Let's get right to the heart of the matter. This segment brought to you by Sam Rasul, our excellent friend Sam Rasul, who's selling houses through the show. You want to know why that's good? You're thinking, well, shouldn't he just be selling houses on the station? He is. But he's also selling them through the show. And what's good about that is anybody who buys or sells a house and isn't connected to KPRZ in the show, 25% of that commission, 25% of his gross commission goes to whatever church or ministry that people want. That is why we are blessed when that happens, because it's like it's connected to us. I think it's cool. So if you're looking at the real estate market and you're thinking, I'm thinking about buying, I'm thinking about selling, I'm even considering a lease option. What about that? What about a lease and get maybe you don't know where to go, what to do, but maybe you should talk to somebody. Aha. One day we're going to have to do the joke from where that comes from. Anyhow, the reality is you get in touch with Sam. ThinkSam.com. 858-7801-SAM. ThinkSam.com. And if it's not for you or somebody else, then Tugboat Todd and I say, send him to Sam. There you go. Send him over there. Sam's the man. Okay. We are going to do a What's Bugging Me in this early segment, but before we get to the What's Bugging Me part, I do want to tell you this about Steve Wheeler and Coral and Whitefields Ministries, one of my faves, because, well, I think there's a couple reasons. One, because I know Steve now, and so when you get to know somebody in a ministry that does, like, missions ministry, it becomes different. You develop kind of a different connection to him. I think that's kind of what happens. Two, he fills in. Three, they've been sponsoring the show. You know, four, you know, what they're doing and how they do it, I don't know. And him and I have talked about this. I don't know that I can do it. I mean, I just don't know if it's in my DNA to do it the way they do it. I just don't know if I – but that's why I want to support it, because I think it's great. But if I'm not going to do it, I want to do whatever I can to, you know, stand behind it and to bless it financially, personally, inspirationally, just like they do with rural pastors. I just think it's great. And that they're taking care of people who can't get clean drinking water, it is certainly a ministry in and of itself, but that's on top of what they do in taking the gospel everywhere. So I love that. And when they do clean drinking water in a village, they give the water out for free. Nobody's required to go to church or anything, but then people will ask, why are you giving it away? Then they have that open door to share the gospel. It's very cool. So I encourage you to go to whitefields.org, whitefields.org, 760-846-8610, 760-846-8610, whitefields.org, out of the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 35. Okay? All right. I'm going to do a quick What's Bugging Me, brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Wait. Well, that's a really big one. Get back! Get back! Give me a tennis racket. Okay, got it. All right, so ecolatermite.com, 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. Let me tell you what's bugging me. This isn't hard for me to do. Ready? What's bugging me is working for a corporation that sends you a survey, and when they send you the survey, they ask you to be honest, and I don't have any problem doing that. And then they give you some good questions, and I don't have any problem answering those questions. But then when it's a 10-question survey and 5 of the questions are broken, so you can't answer the survey properly, that's bugging me. See, I was just doing this before the show, and they send you out a thing saying, you're one of the hosts, we need you to do a survey on this, can you take some time? I'm like, absolutely, of course. Of course I'll do that. And then I open it up and I start going through, and they have some really good questions. And then the last half of it, they ask these other things, and you click on it to give your answer. It won't let you put an answer in. So you just have to bear with my insanity right now, because I'm sitting there thinking, you want me to survey, give you a survey information, but you don't want my information. So I was looking for the space where I could put, have a survey, you know, where they always say final comments. I was looking for a space where it says, you know, final comments, where I could have put, send a survey that works. That would have been my survey response. Guess what they didn't have at the end of the survey? The comments box. makes it kind of hard, doesn't it? I think it's tough that way. Alrighty then, let's get into our very first DDD. You're in for a wild ride today. It's all I got for you, nothing else. Here, this one's titled, Riddle Me This.
Precisely as I predicted. Riddle me this, Batman.
There you go. That's what it's from. If you're not sure that what it's from that. No, I don't like the newer Batmans. Yes, I liked Adam West. Who didn't grow up with Adam West and the Bat shark repellent on his utility belt when he was hanging from the helicopter rope? Come on, ladder. Come on, that's the best in the world. There's nothing more believable than that. Here, I want to mention this. John chapter 1, verse 35 through 38. And I'm going to challenge you like I'm going to challenge me, like we hope to do on a regular basis. It says, the next day, John was standing there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, look, the Lamb of God. And when the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Jesus turned around and saw them following. What are you looking for? He asked. As we look at John's ministry, John the Baptist ministry was a pretty intense ministry, not the norm. The Pharisees and scribes were trying to figure out whether he was the Messiah, which he denied he was. They tried to figure out whether he was Elijah, which he denied he was. He was the prophet, which he denied he was. I think personally, you know, it's a fulfillment passage. So he is fulfilling the ministry of Elijah, but he wasn't Elijah himself. But there's a sense of humility in that. He knew his place perhaps better than most. But after all, the calling card that John the Baptist had was he must increase, but I must decrease. That guy had it going on right there. And he calls Jesus Christ the Lamb of God. And remember, Jesus is the Lamb of God and the Lion of Judah. He is both the Lamb and the Lion. He comes the first time in humility, Proverbs 15:33. He comes the second time in honor. The second time Jesus comes, there's not going to be a lot of, well, what's this all about? That's not going to happen. It's going to get your one shot, your 1 millisecond, to, if God even grants it to us, for us to turn to the person next to you and go, see, I was right. You might get that shot. I don't know. But you've got these two disciples who are following John, and John is doing what? Pointing to Jesus, like every good ministry should. No ministry in the world should point to itself, ever. It's ridiculous. One superstar, his name is Jesus Christ. No person shall glory in the presence of God. I mean, there's no room for it. And so John's pointing the disciples. Look, there he is, Lamb of God, right? So then they start following Jesus. Why? Well, he's the Lamb of God. That's just common sense. Here's the real kick. So they're following Jesus. Verse 38, Jesus turned around and saw them following. Now, I guess I imagine most people see this as instantaneous. I don't see this as instantaneous. I see Jesus is walking, and then he turns around, and the two disciples are following him. Then Jesus walks some more, and he turns around, and they're still following him. And then Jesus asks this amazing question. It is amazing, this question. He asks them this, what are you looking for? I have to say this. I mean, I have to communicate this. That is a question that you and I have to ask ourselves in regards to why we're pursuing Jesus and why we're following Jesus and why we're a part of the kingdom. And I think it's a pointed question. I think it's a fair question. I think it's something that every believer must answer. And I think it's something that Jesus does ask believers one way or another. And the question is pretty simple. Why are you following me? What are you looking for? And that is a question I didn't say to myself. Dave, what are you looking for out of all this? What are you looking for? What are you trying to get to? Now, my first and foremost answer would be, I want to live forever. I want eternal life. I'm not going to give a fake answer and go, I just want to be holy and righteous and be a mirror to the universe. No, I don't. I want to live forever. That's not a lie. That's just the truth. And in learning about Jesus Christ, I am learning that I need to be reflective as a mirror. What am I looking for? I'm looking for life. I'm looking for peace. I'm looking for grace. I'm looking for love. I'm looking for mercy. I'm looking for kindness. I'm looking for somebody who can know that I'm a mess up and still love me. I'm looking for all of that. And the most amazing part is all of that is found in Jesus. You know what I'm actually looking for, although I didn't know it? Jesus. That's what they were looking for. That's what they would learn. That's what you and I need to learn. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
And it was one of these situations where, as I grew older, I said, sometimes you do have to step away from the game.
Today on Focus on the Family Minute, Ernie Johnson describes a lesson he learned from two boys who left a baseball game to enjoy some blackberries.
Because God has put these blackberries out there for us, these sweet moments that if you're too focused on what do I have to do next, what's next, and you miss them.
Yes.
But these kids hadn't. They had said, while growing blackberries, the game can wait a second. And the more I thought about that, as being a husband and father myself, I said, how many times have I had the blinders on and was, when's my next meeting? When's my next conference call? In the meantime, I'm missing the person just out of my range who would just love to have somebody sit and talk with them for 5 minutes.
More from sportscaster Ernie Johnson today at FamilyMinute.org.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of White Fields Ministry. Since 1953, White Fields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to White Fields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
For the last 10 years, freedom lovers have gathered in Las Vegas for Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds. Once again, this year brings together the best thinkers and experts to predict where we're headed in science and technology, geopolitics, the economy, law and religion, and much more. Over 200 speakers and exhibitors, including Steve Forbes, Greg Gutfeld from Fox News, actor William Shatner, author Dinesh D'Souza, and more. This year, John Stossel discusses his fights with Donald Trump, Ted Turner, and other central planners. Also this year, SRN's very own Larry Elder and Michael Medved. It's the largest gathering of free minds. Don't miss it. It's our 10-year anniversary, so join us for Freedom Fest 2017, July 19th through the 22nd at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. Go to freedomfest.com for a full list of speakers, the agenda, and to register. That's freedomfest.com. Use the code REASON100 when you register to save $100 at freedomfest.com.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Do, 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 do. You know, our weather's nice. I'm not gonna really disparage our weather. Sometimes I'll do the weather report and I won't say much about it. It's a little warm, but look, it's nice weather. It's nice weather compared to the rest of the country. It's probably had one of my best friends in the world call me today. One I was talking about the other day. His name is Rob. And, you know, we were talking about weather. And it's just like, you know, weather in San Diego is fantastic compared to anywhere, you know, that you can really surround yourself with. Now, I happen to like Hawaii. I think it's a great place. Pretty humid, though. So, whereas San Diego is just like, whew, fantastic. fantastic, right? If not for our political system here and for some of the people that are genuinely, what's the word I'm looking for? Challenged intellectually, that if not for that, you know, and the freeways, those are the three things that are the big killers here. Intellectually challenged, okay, or morally challenged, that too. Yeah, the freeways, right? And then the overall government system is like, who comes up with this stuff? It's amazing. This segment brought to you by the two guys that just stood in front of my window and one went up and one went down and they were looking all around. This is why they do these kind of things around here. We have fun on radio because we want to make sure that your afternoon is just a little lighter because maybe you had a tough week. Maybe you had a tough day. Maybe you had a tough evening. Maybe you've had a tough month, or maybe it's been a tough year, or maybe a tough decade, or for some of you, maybe a tough century, although that's pretty tough to do. The bottom line is, every once in a while, remember this. You get to relax and enjoy the ride because there's a trumpet that's a-coming, and everything is going to change. And all this other stuff, it just seems important. It's not really that important. What's important is helping people make the best decisions so that they can enter into eternity through the right door. That's what's important. The rest of it's going to be pretty useless, and we're going to figure that out the closer we get and the closer it is before he comes. All right, don't forget, Focus on the Family Adventure in Odyssey Weekend. We're doing terrible. This is one of the first times I have said Focus on the Family is huge in San Diego. Just huge. And they have this free weekend getaway, and we don't have a lot of people signing up compared to the other markets. I was like, what? Because San Diego is usually number one or two across the nation. So I'm going to encourage you to go to KPRZ.com. The top left, it says, there's a little search button. You put in adventure, or just click on one of the banners. You can sign up for a free getaway weekend, including airfare, hotel, transportation. All you have to do is pay for food. And if you really need to go cheap, just do the fast foody thing because you'd be on vacation anyway. And it's like, wowzer, you can have an entertainment, even a fantastic weekend, and it's free. And they don't take your name and sell it or do anything weird like that. I just need people in San Diego to go sign up, see if you win. Because if somebody wins from the show, it's like, yay, kind of thing. Also, Experience Israel with Pastor Sean Thornton. If you have no interest in going to Israel, this has got nothing to do with you. But for people that are like, I'm thinking about it, go to experienceisraeltour.com from Genesis Tours, which you will find out that Reuven Doran, who runs that, knows Israel since he's been there his whole life and brings that into the tour. Very cool stuff. Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. And then school tuitions are on our website as well, KPRZ, KPRZ.com, under the word that says tuitions. That'd be the key. All right, let's get into our next DDD called Certainly.
Certainly. Certainly.
Okay. You don't have to go far for that, do you? I'd rather be a burnt chop than, or was it a burnt, or a cold chop than a burnt steak any day. You know when he said that? That's what he said. Would we rather cut your head off or burn you at the stake? He goes, oh, I'd rather be a cold chop than a burnt steak any day. That's what. Come on, that's funny. Genesis 50, verse 22 through 24. Joseph continued to live in Egypt with his father's family. He was 110 years old when he died. By the way, for those that don't know, 110 years old in the Egyptian culture back then meant that your life was blessed by God, just for those that don't know. He was 110 years old when he died. He lived to see Ephraim's children and grandchildren. He also lived and received the children of Machir from Manasseh in the family, probably adopted because of the way they said it. He said to his brothers, I am about to die, but God will certainly take care of you and lead you out of this land to the land he solemnly promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So what's important about that, you read a verse like that and you think nothing of it. It's like, well, great. You know, the guy died and had a good life. That's nice. And he saw his great-grandkids, right? Manasseh's children and grandchildren, his great-great-grandkids. I mean, that's just fantastic. And when it says that he received Mecher's son, you know, on his knee, that's a little different transition in language about family connections. But here's what most people do. They read this and they go, oh, great, he was 110. Fantastic. He was blessed. Okay, so this is a guy that went through life and it was pretty miserable, right? And he was 117 or so, I think, when he saw Pharaoh. So, I mean, there was another 30 years that he spent here. And it's just so I want you to get this. So Joseph goes through his life. And how miserable is this guy's life before he becomes, you know, the assistant to Pharaoh, right? I mean, how is a pretty miserable life, right? But what you might not be getting is in his first 30 years, he enjoyed no family. But in his last 30 years, he enjoyed nothing but family. And that's how God is. That which the devil tries to take from you, that which the enemy tries to steal from you, that which the bad things that come against you try to bring you down, does not mean that God is void in the process, as we know from Joseph, because he purposely put through Joseph through the things to protect Israel as a nation. But what Joseph lost in the beginning of his life, the family, he more than gained at the end of his life. And the Lord wasn't going to let him just be hanging, because the reality is Joseph, in the end, enjoyed his family, whereas in the beginning, he had no family to enjoy. And that's the Lord. All right, that was tough. I put you through a lot. I know that was bad, but I got to make it up to you here. I'm going to help you out here. And then in the last so many years of his life, or it was 117, I gave you the wrong numbers, but the bottom line is he was 110 when he died, and he had a wonderful, wonderful life. But in the beginning, it was like he had no family. And now he's got family. And then he says this. He says, God will take care of you and God will lead you. Those are two things that I think are hugely important for the believer, is to understand that God will take care of you and God will lead you. Now, forgive me for using the wrong numbers. I was talking about Jacob, who was 117 and died at 147. My bad. So I mixed up the years between Joseph and Jacob, because I'm a Jewish guy in numbers and I do that sometimes. But Joseph was 110, a full life. The beginning of his life, void of that family. The end of his life, full of his family. And then he tells them, after all of the stuff he's gone through, he says to them, God will certainly take care of you and he will certainly lead you. That's where certainly comes from. He will certainly take care of you. Stop worrying. That's what Joseph said. It could be tough. It can look bad. It can look like you're being falsely accused. It could be look like somebody's throwing you in prison. It could look like any of that. Stop worrying. Certainly, God will take care of you. He's not forgotten you. He doesn't forget the birds, let alone you. And he will not just take care of you, but if there's something that comes up and you need some direction, he'll lead you. This is coming from a man who had the bitterness in the beginning, but then had the fruitfulness at the end. He enjoyed his family in the end, and he affirms God will take care of you. God will lead you. You can count on God, certainly. So certainly count on God. And stop worrying so much. You're worrying about tomorrow. What if the Lord says that? Tomorrow's gone. Relax and enjoy the ride. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
God desires unity among believers.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Amy Boucher Pye. Amy writes, "After I confronted my friend by email over a matter on which we had differed, she didn't respond. Had I overstepped? I didn't want to worsen the situation by pestering her, but neither did I want to leave things unresolved before she went on a trip overseas. As she popped into my mind throughout the following days, I prayed for her, unsure of the way forward. Then one morning I went for a walk in our local park and saw her, pain etched on her face as she glimpsed me. 'Thank you, Lord, that I can talk to her,' I breathed as I approached her with a welcoming smile. We talked openly and were able to resolve matters." Amy continues, "Sometimes when hurt or silence intrudes on our relationships, mending them seems out of our control. But as the Apostle Paul says in his letter to the church at Ephesus, we are called to work for peace and unity through God's Spirit, donning the garments of gentleness, humility, and patience as we seek God's healing in our relationships. The Lord yearns for us to be united, and through His Spirit, He can bring His people together, even unexpectedly, when we go walking in the park. We hope these daily programs inspire you to go deeper in studying God's Word. For additional resources and encouragement, download the Our Daily Bread ebook and mobile app. Prefer a print copy? We'll gladly send one your way for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
We've all heard the old proverb that says, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. That is, feed a man well and you can get him to do anything. But Jesus had a different take on the relationship between what goes into a man and the condition of his heart. Jesus said that nothing going into a man impacts his heart. Rather, it is what comes out of a person's heart that makes him clean or unclean. So rather than food impacting the heart, it is the heart that impacts everything else we do in this life. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover how God can change your heart on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. That's Route66Life.com. Route 66, start your journey home today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I should let you know, if you want to reach this show, davidspoon@kprz.com is a fantastic way to get in touch with us. It is a great way. You can go to Facebook and you can directly send me a message. Things of that nature are okie dokie. The smoke signal process is not working for me, so don't do that. Electronic mail, that's the best thing. People still actually send me real mail. You know, I get surprised. I will say, I get surprised every once in a while. I go to the mailbox, besides just getting the stuff that you throw out, because that's about 95%. Every once in a while, you get a letter from somebody. It's like, really? You know, I thought those days were kind of like behind us. And it's nice to get a letter. If you get a card from somebody, you can put it on your desk. If you get an email, you have to print it out on a piece of paper and then take a pin and put it on the wall. It's a big difference, I think. There's not a lot of personalization the way that there used to be. Anyway, again, davidspoon@kprz.com. Don't forget about hisappointment.com. I did find out something. This is important for the audience. So I've been telling you to go to hisappointment.com. You can pick up the book. But I found out something that I did not realize. If you're listening to the show and you want to pick up the book, but it's like a little too much, you can go to hisappointment.com/special and pick up the book for $9.95. So it's $12.95 otherwise. So I'm going to have Tugboat Todd verify that for me. Make sure you spell appointment right. Hisappointment.com/special. And then normally it's like $12.95 and you can pick it up for $9.95. And so if I'm wrong, he'll tell me, but I'm pretty sure that was right because I just saw that and thought, wow, yeah, all good, right?
$9.95.
There you go. I mean, that's pretty good. That's not too shabby. Let's get into our next DDD called Yes, It Does.
So wait, you can say yes to everything.
Exactly. I wasn't open to stuff, and now I am. Things are changing for me.
That's right. All right. Here's something you might want to be aware of. So I was having a conversation with my brother, as we are apt to do. We probably talk about twice a week-ish, but we don't talk for 5 minutes. We talk for like 30, 35 minutes. So it's an in-depth conversation. And we had this conversation not that long ago, probably about 8 months ago. And I had the same conversation with him 4 months later which tells me that he went back onto a Facebook site and read something again a second time and forgot what we had talked about. And I wanted to kind of circle back around because I think there's an important distinction in regards to people making a decision to follow Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. There have been some there's some church language out there that is not all of it's bad. So don't get the wrong idea. But there's almost a I'm not going to have to be churched. I'm not legalistic. New legalism coming in. In other words, it's the people that are like, well, I don't have to go to church. I don't need to listen to anybody. I don't have to do anything. But they're becoming legalistic about that, which is kind of a weird, you know, I want to stand in my freedom and I'm going to be legalistic to do it kind of mentality. It's kind of a weird thing that's taking place. And this comes back to people in the last 100 or 200 years, much more in America than anywhere else, that where there will be an altar call, and as you will often hear in the altar call for somebody from somebody like Billy Graham, who was just lights out fantastic when he presented the gospel and then people have the opportunity to come forward, he would tell people straightforward, you know, you need to receive Jesus. And from that process became another process where people would ask people in evangelism, have you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? And those are terms that people use about discussing whether one's saved or not. And he, Billy hooked into a website and they were, they're trying to, you know, stand in their own wit and wisdom and say that nobody has to teach them. And in saying that, they have a big sign, their big, you know, promotion saying it never says in the Bible that you need to receive or accept Jesus. So when they say that at church gatherings, it's wrong. And the problem with those guys saying that is they are exactly where you would think they might be. They are uneducated and unstable because, and in fact, it does exactly say that in John chapter 1, verse 12. And we're going to review that. And my point in this is there's nothing wrong with standing in freedoms. There's nothing wrong with you following the Lord. But before you make proclamations like this, you better make sure that you are biblically correct. The passage is John chapter 1, verse 12. For those that say the Bible doesn't say we need to accept or receive Jesus, here is what John chapter 1, verse 12 says. And I'll let Tugboat Todd tell me if I'm misinterpreting this. Here's what it says. But to all who did receive Jesus, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So, you know, I'm not trying to be, it does sound like people are receiving Jesus there. Is it
the word receive is in there?
I mean, I'm looking right at it. In fact, I'm not just looking right at it. I have in my hand the Blue Letter Bible Greek follow-up, because I love the Blue Letter Bible when you get into this stuff. The pronunciation for the word receive is lebeno. It is a prolonged form of a primary verb. And here's what the word means. 133 times this word is used as the word receive. This is 133 times. There are a couple of side notations. This is one of them into the Hebrew or into the Greek, to receive what is offered. Okay? Which means, wait, to receive. See, receive something that's offered. So they're just giving a further explanation. Another, though, and I do like this one, another perception of that is to give a person's access to another person by saying yes. Yeah, this is a lot of receiving going on here. And then here is Strong's definition of the word. To receive means to receive. Who thought of that? And to receive also means to accept. So, okay, so now we're going to back up to the verse, hearing all of these great theologians who are like, receive, 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 accept, 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 take it in, receive it, accept it. Now watch. But to all who did receive him, the word receive is receive, accept, receive, acknowledge, receive. To those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. The point is, it's exactly what it says. And so all those, you know, bad church groups that have been doing that are doing that exactly correct.
There's nothing wrong with what they're doing. What's wrong is the group that wants to say that they're free from all forms of church government, which, of course, that doesn't exist in Scripture either, and just say it never says you have to accept or receive Jesus Christ. It specifically says that you do. It doesn't even optionalize this. Now, there is a difference in what receiving means and what accepting means and what acknowledging means. And there, herein lies the difference. The Scripture tells you what that really means. But to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, the Bible uses the action of believing in Jesus as a part of what it is to accept or to receive him. You got to believe. Believe is what opens the door for you to process with Jesus. Now I'm going to blow your mind and go the exact opposite direction in the same DDD. What it doesn't say in Scripture is you have to say the sinner's prayer to receive him. That's what it doesn't say. It does say you have to receive him. It does say you have to accept him. The phrase sinner's prayer, that is not in the Bible. The sinner's prayer is a variation of Psalm 51 and Revelation chapter 3, verse 19 through 20. There's nothing wrong with that. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. But it doesn't say, okay, now you must say the sinner's prayer in order to get saved. It does not say that. That's where you got to be careful. Because that then is telling God how God will define the moment. And that's a little different. What you don't want to do is do that. Now, people that lead other people in the sinner's prayer, which I've been led in and I've led people in, that's not bad. That's a good thing. Taking Psalm 51, which is all about confessing your sins, totally cool. And then taking Revelation 3, 19 and 20, open, you know, Jesus knocking on the door, I ask you to come into my heart. You know that all? That's all cool. Technically, Revelation 3, 19 through 20 is spoken to Christians because it's to the church at Laodicea. Not to a group of unbelievers. So it's not exactly perfect, but it's not bad. It's not a bad thing. All I'm trying to tell you is the things that really count, like acknowledging, accepting, receiving Jesus, that's super important, okay? How that formula comes about, you got to confess and acknowledge, but I don't know if we call it a sinner's prayer or not. The reason I bring that up is if you want to say to somebody, did you accept Jesus Christ? Did you receive Jesus Christ? That's okay. It's okay to say that. And if they say no, then you tell them what happened to you. And then maybe you can pray with them. That's what makes the difference in advancing the kingdom. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
And I pray the Lord my soul.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Honor Flight San Diego is a nonprofit organization who takes World War II veterans to Washington, D.C. to visit the memorials dedicated to their service and sacrifice. The trip is completed 2 times per year and is at no cost to the veteran. Honor Flight San Diego needs your help to reach out to Southern California World War II veterans in order to get them on the waiting list to travel. If you know a World War II veteran who would like to go on this trip, please visit honorflightsandiego.org, honorflightsandiego.org, and complete a veteran application.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Cal Thomas Commentary. And now, here is America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas.
That the left is in overdrive in their attempts to bring down President Trump is beyond dispute. Call it the revenge of the establishment, which includes some Republicans like Senator John McCain. The latest is a lawsuit filed by the attorneys general of Maryland and Virginia. They claim the president is violating the Constitution's emolument clause that forbids foreign governments from paying American officials. The suit contends that because Trump owns hotels and other properties which foreigners patronize, he's violating the Constitution. Imagine the left appealing to the Constitution. What the media aren't telling you is that Hillary Clinton loyalist David Brock and other lefties are behind this lawsuit, and that should tell you all you need to know when it comes to motive. Hillary and Bill Clinton took millions of dollars from foreign governments for their foundations while she was Secretary of State. Those contributions dried up after she lost the election, and one of the foundations was closed, which also says volumes about their motives. Double standard, as always, for the left. I'm Cal Thomas in Washington.
For a free copy of today's commentary and other information, visit calthomas.com or send a written request mentioning the date and subject to Values Through Media, Post Office Box 7065, Arlington, Virginia, 22207. Tax-deductible gifts support these commentaries and are appreciated. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Tugboat Todd and I were just talking about Star Wars just a little bit because we were both having some similar connectivities on the very last one, the Rogue one. But then just before I ran into the studio late, because as the song was coming on, I put the headset on, I was mentioning to him, I'll say it very carefully on the air though, that the Darth Vader part two, the guy that's following the original, so in the seventh installment one, where you know he ends up killing his dad, Han Solo or whatever that is, you know, the guy that that guy looks just like a guy that we used to go to Hebrew school with. Can I say that he does not represent to me the most popular or spectacularly muscular guy? That it might be the opposite direction for people like me to think. So when I first saw him, I mentioned that to my wonderful wife. I'm not allowed to talk about that anymore. Anyway, the point is I just really couldn't, you know. It's like, I think I beat that kid up in Hebrew school. That's what I was thinking. Isn't that terrible? But then that really kind of ruins it for you if he's a Darth Vader. Kind of like limits your, I don't know. All right, let's get into our next DDD. I guess that has nothing to do with anything. This is called Mine, and let's hear the sound from that. Okay, so they do it better. What do you want from me? Here you go.
That was, and I'm sorry to cut interrupt, but that wasn't Darth Vader. That was Kylo Ren.
Is he supposed to be like a Darth Vader second, third generation kind of thing? Or what is he supposed to be?
He's a Sith or whatever, but I don't know. I don't think he's related to Darth Vader.
Wasn't he looking at the helmet, talking to the helmet?
He wants to be, he idolizes Vader.
Ah.
He
wants to be like okay, a, so it's Darth Vader number two in the sense that they're trying to do that.
But, yeah.
He's still a kid that got beat up in Hebrew school. I don't think you catch what's going on here. See, he's a kid that everybody would go, really? When you're playing floor hockey with a piece of paper that's wrapped up in tape and he's the last one chosen every time, it's not good. That's all I'm saying. Maybe he got better. He didn't, but maybe. This is Todd and I. 2 Samuel 22, 1 through 3. Watch this. David spoke the words of this song to the Lord on the day the Lord rescued him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, ready? The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my mountain where I seek refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold, my refuge, my savior. You save me from violence. Now here's something that I want you to catch. What was one key word in those three verses that you heard over and over again? What's the one key word that you heard over and over again? The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my mountain, my shield, my horn of salvation, my stronghold, my refuge, my Savior. What's the one word used over and over again? My. Right? So that's where we get mine, mine, mine. 10 times in 2 verses. Like, you remember, people would say if the Lord says it once or he says it twice, in the scriptures, under the leading of the Holy Spirit, David says my 10 times in 2 verses. And you want to know why that's significant? Because too many people who have a touch of faith in Christ have too little understanding of the personal connection that we can and should have with the Lord. And it unfortunately can indicate how little understanding of God that we might be picking up on. 10 times David says, my. He's not saying that to be selfish. He's saying, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my mountain, my shield, my horn, my salvation, my stronghold, my refuge, my Savior, because David is connected in a personal relationship with God. And that's why he says my 10 times. I'm telling you right now, there are far too many of us that operate in the knowing of God versus the knowing God. And I had the privilege just recently to talk to somebody about this and participate with them and help them see or understand that when they're praying, they're talking to God. And when you're reading and engaging in the Word of God, he's talking to you. Plus, he talks to you when you're quiet or when you're restful and you're quiet before the Lord. Plus, he talks to you through circumstance and other people and might speak to you in a dream. All of that's there. But the Word of God is called the Word of God because it's called the Word of God because it's the Word of God. You understand? It's God's words. And so we get his words through scripture. He gets our communion through prayer. He knows what we're going to say, but it's our communion connection with him. And it's a personal relationship, which, by the way, every relationship requires one major component. Know what it is? Communication. You can't have a relationship without communication. It's impossible. I don't care if you have a relationship with a parrot. You have to have some form of communication. You can't just look at a parrot in a picture and go, I have a relationship with a parrot. Doesn't work that way. You have to have some connectivities. And in the human race, we often do that by some form of communication, most often by speaking and by hearing. There's some touch elements into communication, which there's some touch elements with God. But that's one thing that's nothing to do with the other. My point is, that's a personalized relationship. For those who are trying to figure out why do you keep pumping on reading the Bible? Why do you keep harping on prayer? Because of all the things that you can come up with as an answer, the closer you get to God, the closer you get to whatever answers that you're looking for. It doesn't even matter what they are. If you've got a connectivity to God, you've got it. And to do that, you have to have a relationship. You have to have communion with him. And that's listening. And that's sharing. And that's why David can say, mine, mine, mine. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break and then come back. You'll hear Marty. Don't go anywhere.
This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.